That's my move. If I hit the lottery, my numbers hit.
My numbers hit. That's what I'm doing.
But my numbers something wrong with their system because my numbers they've been hit. It's refund.
TV2.
That's
my Tuesday radio where we praise.
Sure.
Season 4. Mm-hmm. That's my Tuesday radio. And we have been this season.
Lottery.
Random smoke.
I knew so.
And snacks. But the true theme of this season is a season of today.
Preparing yourself.
Prepare your mental for when your numbers hit.
Because when my numbers hit, I'm calling JP and say,
so we're preparing.
Be prepared for that call. Because we calling.
We are preparing your mental.
Yeah.
And so.
Is this important?
Some folks have lost their mind.
Well, here's an example. The tie in to Ray's fascination with the lottery here.
It's a fascination. It's a prayer. We need.
How many, and y'all have seen this, how many times have you seen such and such woman, $5.8 million?
And blew it all.
Gave and then 2 years later.
Broke.
It is because until you are mentally mature, it does not matter how much money you do not have a proper relationship with money, you're going to
lose. That's why I sound MC Hammer. If you know.
How many rappers did we see?
Not just rappers.
Not well, no, but how rappers are a great example.
The two people that I know.
Well, see, their situation wasn't really about.
It wasn't mental. They got played.
They got like a fiddle.
Tony did too.
And a drum set. And a marching band. They got. But that is because you didn't prepare your team and you didn't prepare and educate yourself. So, but anyway, that don't mean folks should take advantage of it. That's a different lesson.
That's today's world.
That's a whole other.
People would rather work, rather not work. They'd rather take advantage of it.
Listen.
Because if I get one more text about somebody telling me
about somebody texted me yesterday.
And then, listen, I'm not
that. I can't even tell you. I don't know what I'm saying. Let's say it back.
Telephone break.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so.
I can only imagine.
I'm about right. He had time that day. He had time. Because if one more person, hey, you give me 80, I'll give you 8,000. Shut up. I'm saying on camera, shut up. What I said on my phone. So, family show.
Are you intentional about
preparing mentally to start your day?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It doesn't start off with. You start off with, I don't care what the day holds. You start with your end. As long as I'm intentional about making sure that God hears my voice every day before I get up and do anything, I check a message, an email, a post, anything, my wife, whatever. God hears me first. It's something as simple as for one more day. It's especially working the way that I work. How the lives of how we live or whatever, it is essential. Unlike those that work. So this is really essential. It is essential to my day and my week that I make sure that I spend time with God.
Right.
I wake up just think about all the stuff that I got to do that day.
which includes just basically being.
Yeah, but not only do I do my actual 9 to 5, but I'm
trying to. Okay, that's what because you have one.
My numbers ain't hit yet, so I got to keep
have one of those.
You have one. Remember the episode of Living Single with Regine talking about so I coordinate luxurious weddings. Think like, oh, is that what you do?
So I try to think of ways to have passing more money, so my money make money. That's how I spend my days. Yeah, pretty much. So I can sleep. Yeah. And they gotta,
ain't got to do
and be like, hey, let's just go such and such thing. Let's go out of town.
Guess we can.
Yeah.
Huh?
We ain't got to say.
We ain't got to do all this major prepping. It's just get up and let's go. Before, get a bag.
Before I do that, I check my bank account.
To see as how you much should. Today. Make
they
sure.
Say, yeah, I got to go work
today. Right now, we like, we got.
I'm definitely 5 hours. Because, you know, I'm a little seasoned. So, yeah, warm these joints up like old Buick. So you better be thankful. Listen,
the safe.
You gotta warm them up. The hop about the bed, get my swag on is not happening.
Oh, yeah,
after I don't think that's happening with any of us at this point. Long go off, be like this. Shut up.
So you need
I roll my poop one leg for a time.
That's a real place.
Up with one leg.
Hey, no, that's, hey, listen, because see, that what I put the right leg out first because you know what I'm saying, let it get the air out of the room. And then, hey, because you got to know what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know what I'm
once
saying?
Once I'm on my knees, I use the bed to pick myself up. And we're off.
Man. And what?
And we're off.
Man. That is crazy.
Now, it's this real. Is the youngest.
He the youngest one, but yet the youngest oldest. All right, so that's all fine and dandy, but you know we'll deal with you know his you know cause every time he bends sound like gunshots. But listen, we'll deal with all of that later. But first and foremost, before anything, okay? Because listen, I heard a good pop. But listen, you got to make sure you follow us on the websites to get more of this foolishness. So unheardtv.com, unheardmedia.biz, unheardradio, where he spins what? That world. And follow us on social media, Testimony Tuesday Radio on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm Percy. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dawn Higgins, the owner of Made You Smile Jewelry. Start your day off with a smile. With Made You Smile Jewelry, that is. Pull off a great look with my handcrafted jewelry pieces. All of my smiles are made in unique, small batches, so no one is wearing the same design. Choose from a variety of smiles made of quality stones and finery. Whether I design it or we create a piece together, there's a smile just for you. Shop now online at www.madeyousmilejewelry.com. Let me make you smile today, tomorrow, forever.
If you are looking to train your staff, hire and maintain quality talent, or look into process improvement, well, let Unheard Recruiters assist you. Visit www.unheardrecruiters.biz and schedule a complimentary consultation.
I like Shaquille in the paint. I'm like Curry with the range. I go Kareem on these hooks, man, like King James through the lane. You better stay out of my way. Dame time, switching gears on them. Promise I came here to play. This weed out the week, keep it casual. I got no time for that half of you. Matter of fact, go do what you gotta do just to keep it a stack. Yeah.
One more day. One more day.
Let you.
Need to take the sunglasses off.
There's only one of us over here is him.
Oh.
Because, you know, he didn't got it. He didn't. You know he's taking pictures.
I'm taking pictures?
Yeah.
Where?
You'll see.
Hmm. News? Who taking pictures?
I didn't say me. I said you. Mm-hmm. Open your ears so you can hear. Is that part of your routine too when you're getting up and them knees is crackling and all that stuff? Is that part of that unclog them ears? Testimony Tuesday Radio. We're continuing the conversation of a season of preparation and more specifically dealing with mental preparation. So the question of this segment use? What methods do you use to to prepare yourself mentally, work and home? And Shorty Doo-Wop, you are the first to speak on this segment.
What methods do I use?
I cannot say what I want to say. I can. I will.
Go ahead. It ain't about you. It's about me. Nah.
Oh, I could say something in there.
Ooh.
The methods that I use, I try to go in with a clear mind of whatever it is that I got to do. Because once I start thinking, I overthink.
That's good.
Overthinking is real.
It is. And you'll
and then I get frustrated. Up. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really have to take a break because I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes, you know, when I'm trying to sleep, I can't because I'm overthinking, like
your brain's racing.
Trying to figure out the future. Like I got a whole family I need to support. So I need to prepare and do what I need to do.
That's a real place. So that's real.
Yeah. If I start to overthink, I just get out of bed and go play the game or something just to clear my mind.
I won't leave y'all there because I do that too.
Find something else to do.
I try not to wake. I won't wake saying up, and I just slide out and go downstairs until I get tired to make myself right.
Then go to sleep.
Yep, I got you.
Because I've been sitting there for hours, and you can't turn the TV back on.
That's a real point. Yeah. It's still prayer. Especially in my 9-to-5 that I work at. Because you got to pray for them jokers. Because Lord, I feel like I went from, you know, one batch of crazy to just dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Not crazy.
No, I've been trying to figure out why they always coming for you. You want the
real answer? It's the real answer. I'm wild. I'm loud. I'm black. And I don't go for the okie doke. And at the end of the day,
yeah, but I'm pretty sure at work you keep to yourself.
I can't tell that lie. So I mean, but I'm social. I'm social, but I do my job. You know,
right.
You know, you have a group of people. When you have people that have never been over people and you put them in positions, it goes to their head and they don't know how to talk and deal with people. And so I just don't have a problem of I've never had a problem of reminding people. And I'm not saying I'm grown like you're a child. I'm grown like you gone.
I'm not your child.
I'm gone because if you got kids, they don't work here. I'm not, and if they do, I'm not one of them. But you're going to I demand respect. And I don't demand what I don't give. And so my preparation in regards to dealing with them jokers or just from work and home is just me and the wife. So my preparation dealing with the wife, there are methods to prepare for that. And so we handle that. But work, prayer, and keeping my mind focused on the end game.
Mm.
Remembering what, thank you. What do you always say? Always reminding myself of my why.
Yes.
Always know your why. That way I know why I'm coming in here. It ain't for none of you jokers in here. I'm in here to do what it is that I need to do for the long run. So
yeah.
That's what has kept me.
Level up. It's temporary. You ain't gonna be here.
If I wanted your position, let the record show. Baby, if I wanted it, I would have been at it. God has already told me this is just a pass-through. I'm just here until he says assignment complete. Y'all can have that.
Because we still playing on JP to some extent.
She going
to
send it. Because listen, because let me tell you something. Because, you know, they taking, you know, this insurance. You know, insurance is of the devil.
Yeah, that's what we can keep.
I like insurance, but what they be taking out folks' checks, that's not right. Listen. Okay? For a joker that don't even go look at no doctor because I don't have to, I don't even, I want to take it off, but I won't.
The thing, and then when you do go look at the doctor, they knock you out too.
Because the doctor gonna say this insurance you got don't cover this. No. I literally came in here just for you to put a band-aid on my arm, and you telling me that this insurance don't cover that? The devil's crazy. Prepare. Yeah, I just prepare. Prayer.
I just got upset. Just
I'm mad. I'm telling you, I'm mad right now. Cause see, I got to go see these jokers. Well, not the hospital, but go to work tomorrow. And then I literally just got a text message about some foolishness that I'm like, that you couldn't wait till
that's why I work from home.
Is that why? Oh, is that what you do?
So my morning routine is the same every single day.
Jesus.
It's prayer. Quiet time.
Yes.
Visualization.
Oh.
Workout. Oh, yeah. Visualization has changed.
What's those sticky notes looking like?
All over the room.
All over the room. And during my visualization time is always affirmation. So yeah. I have a mirror full of affirmations too. So I get myself fired up first thing in the morning, knock out the workout, and then I'm ready. I'm ready. And that's you know, my work and home is combined.
Yeah.
It's combined. Yeah. And then I go and wash my hands and make the menu that I'm assigned.
Wait, hold on. Let's not do it. The menu that you are what?
Assigned.
Because not for you.
Not for you.
No.
No, because everything you make it for him, you ain't even eating.
No. So that is every single day.
Remember when he was on that roast? He was on roast for a bit. JP told him, I'm not making no more roast. I'm like, hey, you gonna make the chief roast.
I don't know what happened. He just got stuck.
You put your toenail in it that one time, and he was like, remember that we was in Memphis, and he, after, you know, we got, make sure he was all right, he said, talk about something, so yeah, you come home, make that roast. Just had it.
He said what he said.
He did, and he's not clearing up nothing.
No.
Ever.
You better not back talk neither.
Because you went home and made that roast, didn't you?
I surely did.
As you should.
I surely did.
I should have put that up, hashtag, as you should.
As you should.
I got so many. Nevertheless, okay. Nevertheless. So, yeah. That's JP prepared the mental. So prayer, considering his day, prayer, quiet time, visualization, and workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep from having to do sanctified chokeholds on people.
Make sure y'all download Unheard TV on Roku and Amazon Fire. Yeah, we're there.
You remembered this time.
I sure did. This is Testimony Tuesday Radio Season 4, Season of Preparation.
And we are prepared for maybe him to grow.
Check out TB2, JP CEO, and DJ Radar on Testimony Tuesday Radio. Where can you listen? Head over to www.unheardmedia.biz to check out all the previous episodes and mixes. Testimony Tuesday Radio is also available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Alexa, Pandora, iHeart, Anchor, and more. So go ahead and praise your way with Testimony Tuesday Radio.
What's going on, world? This is JP, CEO, gearing up for Season 4 of the podcast Push. I have a surprise. I am going to step to the side. I'm going to have some amazing takeover shows lined up for you. So make sure that you are checking us out on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. You are going to be amazed at the talent you see. All right, y'all? Peace. Sure.
Maybe she can see me. Hold on.
You are clear. You know, one time we're gonna have a segment of episode where we just look at each other. Because nobody's gonna do what they're supposed to do.
That won't.
It happens almost every segment.
Anyway.
Nevertheless. Just my Tuesday right now. Testimony Tuesday Radio. We are continuing the conversation of season of preparation, and more specifically dealing with mental preparation. Now, this segment is dealing with
reset.
You have a mental reset time set aside during the day? I'm glad you first.
You know what? I didn't always, but in the last 5 years, I do. I call them brain breaks. I do brain breaks, gratitude walks. I have to.
Yeah.
Because that, just in case somebody is tripping in the morning, I don't take that energy into the afternoon. So yes, I do brain breaks. It's literally on my calendar. Do not disturb, brain break. Or I'll take a gratitude walk and just get some air, man. Get outside, get some air. Yeah. Step away from the screen, step away from the phone call. So yes, it is. I didn't always do it, but over the last 5 years, yes.
Right.
So mine would be if I happen to be sitting in my laptop too long, whenever somebody pop online for the game, that's break time. It's time to stop for the game.
You're taking a break from your work world and go have
Cool.
See, that's a brain break.
It is.
And then whenever I get hungry, I just walk to the kitchen. That's plenty of breaks throughout the day. Got to keep refilling the chips. And now that it's about to get warm outside, I got to stick my hand outside, see what the chips are. What black folks always sticking the body part after?
Why do we do that?
It's cold out there today.
Don't walk out there at all. Just a hand.
It's cold.
Because I did that mess today. Get ready to come like this. What do you feel like out here? That wind a little cool. I like it. It's all right, but I was hot. So I'm like, okay.
I did that yesterday. It's a little chilly out there.
I told him when we went to that event, he's like, man, I'm going to wear this t-shirt. I said, oh, okay. Is it all right?
It's a little chilly.
I said, when I got to him, it was 7 degrees. I said, and he said, I had a hoodie on. I was like, this. I said, because that temperature is about to drop in 1 hour. And what did it do in 1 hour? Dropped. And when we left the event at 8, 9 o'clock, cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me, probably more so at work because that's where it's more of a, where I'm more.
Dealing with
I got to deal with, people. More of a challenge of dealing with social interaction.
Just meet me.
Listen, again, focus on the end game. What I do, brain break seems to be the theme, so we'll stick with that. My brain break is silence.
Listen.
Shut up.
Quiet is magical.
And for the environment that I work in, because my personality is big and wild and loud and all this stuff, when a joker like me go quiet, it make folks nervous. Good. I want you to be nervous. Because one, you don't know what I'm thinking, which contrary to popular belief, you are the furthest thing from my mind. But sometimes I think with the brain break, when things just get to be a little bit too much, and to keep from messing up my future with anything coming out of my mouth, just shut up. Thurman, how you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. Because see, me not responding verbally is your signal. Leave them alone.
And some people don't get that.
Oh, they do it, Walmart. They get it. You didn't had enough. They got it now. They got it. Because see, I got, what we always say about JP, got goons in the street. I got folks that have experienced and know. And they be like this, hey, bro, just, leave him alone.
Let him alone.
Let him alone.
Let him alone.
He'll talk when he wants to.
Let him alone.
Yeah. Brain breaks are in order.
Listen.
Yep.
Saves lives.
Okay.
Save lives.
And throats. That can go so
many ways.
I said what I said. And I'm not clearing up nothing. Check your throat. What Bernie Mac say? Throat or the stomach? I'm not going to the stomach. Wind. I'm taking it
we'll
out.
We'll be back.
After these words from people we know.
If you are sick of the same old workout, want to learn how to box, or currently an amateur or professional boxer, we have a USA licensed boxing coach committed to making you better. STL Boxing Academy prides ourselves on teaching all clients the correct form and technique used in boxing. Our trainer's love for the sport is contagious, which makes each session fun, challenging, and educational. But be prepared to work because boxing is a 2-for-1 cardio and strength workout that sculpts every muscle in your body. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at STL Boxing Academy, where you can book your one-on-one session with one of our skilled trainers. All ages welcomed. Let's get to work.
Contact Unheard TV to expand your platform locally, nationally, and internationally. Email admin@unheardtv.com and get connected today.
Support the 4-time champion, St. Louis Trotters men's basketball. Follow them on Instagram at STL Trotters or visit their website at stlouistrotters.com.
One more day. One more day.
Too late, you know, already looked. She got you.
Season 4. She did. They're still petty.
Surviving JP.
I mean.
Season of preparation.
Seasons of helicopters.
Oh. Nevertheless.
Fly like an eagle.
Final thoughts.
Try to have a mental break whenever you can to keep yourself from going insane or choking somebody.
Oh. TB?
Because you will.
Thank you for that, Choco. Mental health is important, so always make it your business to exercise your mind.
And mine is take care of yourself from the inside out. All right, so speaking of taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. we want to take care of the people who take care of us.
What you say?
We're going to go into Purpose Partners, yeah. Lenovo. Go to unheardtv.com and keep in touch with the next workshops and all kinds of good stuff we have coming up. Unheardtv.com for Lenovo partnership.
Yep.
Made You Smile Jewelry. Go to madeyousmilejewelry.com to look at some handcrafted, unique gifts for you or somebody else, but go check it out. Audible. We partner with Audible. You get 30 days to try Audible on us. Text the word Audible to 314-857-6214. Mm-hmm. If you are looking for a stylist in STL or ATL, contact Master Stylist Shay Robinson. Text her at 470-776-1248. Spotify.
Oh,
we are partnering with Spotify. There are a ton of services available. And guess what? If you text the word Spotify to 314-857-6214, we'll get you 20% off. Do that now.
I mean.
Unheard Radio. We are on Live 365, the app, and on Roku. All right. Make sure you check the bottom of the screen for our day ones. STL Boxing Academy, St. Louis Trotters, D. Cannon Arts Apparel, and Two Comma Society. Stay connected. Season 4, Testimony Tuesday Radio. Peace, y'all. Yeah, yeah. One more.